In his ruling, Judge Brian Huber said the capital gains tax on the sale of such things as stocks and bonds violates the state constitution. He granted the plaintiffs summary judgment. One of the plaintiffs, Colin Hathaway of the Opportunity for All Coalition, called it a great day for Washington taxpayers. The group Invest in Washington Now, which supports the tax, said the court sided with a tiny number of extremely wealthy residents. Attorney General Bob Ferguson, in a statement, said he respectfully disagrees with the ruling and will appeal on behalf of the state. Opponents of the capital gains tax have argued it's an illegal income tax. Backers say it's an excise tax. The case is likely to end up before the Washington Supreme Court. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.